At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Cork TD Padraig Rice is with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon because, Padraig, you're actually looking for a 50-metre outdoor pool in Cork.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we have sweltering temperatures today and people are looking for places to cool off and nothing better than to go for a swim. Cork currently doesn't have a 50-metre swimming pool, be that indoor or outdoor. We're really lacking in terms of swimming facilities in Cork City. There's been a long-standing campaign from the Cork Lido Group looking for an outdoor swimming pool in Cork. And there's an interesting history here. Cork used to have an outdoor pool called the Lee Baths, ran from 1934 to 1986, has a really strong history in Cork. People used to love the amenity. It was a great facility for leisure, for swimming, for exercise. And I think we should get back there where the council are providing these kind of services and providing safe places for people to swim all year round. So we want to see a 50-metre outdoor swimming pool or a Lido. But I also think they need to build a bigger indoor swimming pool because we have people in Cork who currently have to travel to Limerick. If they're training for swimming events or competitions, they need a larger pool and it's not acceptable that we don't have one in Cork. So calling on the government and the Minister for Sport to engage the City Council and to deliver these really important pieces of infrastructure for Cork City because Cork shouldn't be left behind. Lots of other cities have Lidos. You know, there's 17 of them in London alone. They have them in Helsinki. They have them in lots of other countries. And I think we need to do better in Ireland generally. But providing these public facilities, these amenities, places for people to gather, create community, get exercise. Like, there's so many benefits. And as I say, in the really warm weather, you can feel it more than ever.
Well, look, there's definitely a case to be made, and you make it well in relation to having, you know, a swimming pool, you know, and the fact that people have to travel from Cork to Limerick in some cases to actually use swimming pool facilities. But having an outdoor pool, I suppose, is a different point entirely. We don't always have, I mean, I don't want to be complaining about the weather because it's so spectacular today and over the course of the last few days, but that's not the case all year round, Padraig, unfortunately. So is it really going to be money well spent developing something like this?
Unfortunately, the weather isn't always great in Ireland, but we do know there's been an increased culture around swimming. Like, people are sea swimming all year round. I know people who do it from January to December and back again. So there is an increased culture around saunas, around swimming, around using outdoor spaces. So certainly, I do think there is demand there. Like, the City Council received over 450 submissions from people who are calling for an outdoor swimming pool. So there certainly is lots of demand. There's an active campaign. There's swimming clubs who want to use it. And I think if you build it, they will
come. Where would you put it?
In other places they've done this. Somewhere accessible in the city centre. Like, we have the Lees running right through the city.
Yeah.
So somewhere on the Docklands there, somewhere that is easy to get to, some public transport line, plenty of like rowing clubs and other facilities down by the marina. So somewhere that's near there. But certainly there needs to be engagement with stakeholders and local groups and clubs and finding the best spot. We've certainly plenty of space on the river. The river isn't used to the extent that it used to be in the past.
But what I'm wondering, is it okay? Like, is it clean enough to just go down and, you know, start developing something like this there today that people could go down next week or the following week or whenever it's built, you know, and start swimming in it?
Well, you construct something that you have to put in the facilities. Like, it is a big project and it is a big investment. So what we're calling for the government is to start the work on it now and to put those facilities in place and ensure that it's safe and have all the changing facilities and stuff. So it is a significant project, but we want government to get on with it. Like, it takes them far too long to do many of the infrastructure projects in Cork. They turned the sod on the event centre, for example, 10 years ago, and we're still waiting. So our call is that it's needed now and to start getting the plans in place and start developing these facilities. Because I think people will use it. I think there is big swimming clubs like the Dolphin Swimming Club who've been calling for bigger pools and places to swim. So it certainly would get used. And you say they do it elsewhere. There's one in Helsinki that's used year round. So if
they
can do it there, we can do it here.
Zurich 2 years ago, and they've something very similar where, they, like, you know, just along the waterway, right in the heart of the city centre, they just have multiple little, effectively kind of man made little pools and, you know, and pool clubs that are there that you can also, you know, swim in the more open water as well. But I mean, they're like £5-6. You know, to go in and use, you can spend the day in them. They've great toilet facilities. They have coffee shops. Like, I mean, they're absolutely fantastic facilities, but their weather is probably marginally better than ours.
Yeah, and in some cases it is, but I think we can create these facilities in such ways that they work. You know, like in Helsinki, for example, they have heated ones, and like there are ways of doing this that does work for the local climate and does work for the environment. I think we settled for too less here, like in terms of, we travel to other European countries. They've got brilliant public transport, brilliant public facilities, public toilets on every kilometre or so, or even less. And we just don't have those kind of public facilities. And I think we should set higher expectations of what the council can provide, what the government should be providing. And we should have far better public facilities that people can use, people come together. And there's loads of health benefits to this as well. You know, getting more exercise is really good for people. Mm-hmm. Getting out, meeting people if you live alone, if you're older, it's a good source of building community, meeting your neighbours, getting to make friends through swimming clubs or getting out and doing exercise. So there's huge knock-on health benefits that offset some of the costs as well. If we keep people healthier and happier for longer, it definitely has good benefits for everybody.
So
and there's studies to show that it's good for local environment or economy.
Yeah,
and
so all that goes with that.
And so, all that kind of that.
So it's a really 50-metre outdoor pool. That's what you're looking for, Padraig.
That's the call. And that's the call that's coming from the Cork Lido campaign as well, a group of people who've been actively campaigning for this for a long period of time.
Okay.
And I'm as CD echoing the call on behalf of the constituents there and calling on the Minister and City Council to come together now and to deliver that for the people of Cork.
1800 453 106, that's the number. Do you agree with Cork South Central TD Padraig Rice? From Cork to Clontarf, Donna Cooney, who's Green Party councillor, is with us on the line as well. Do you support Padraig's calls, Donna?
Here now on Bull Island, and it is a gorgeous day, and I'm lucky to be able to swim around the North Bull Wall or in Clontarf Outdoor Pool, which is actually, you know, privately run, even though they don't really run for profit as such. But you know, I'm very supportive of the Lido in Dublin City Centre. Like, we're more and more you know, we've just zoned for even more housing in that area and that location, and people just don't have the amenities. And you know, I mean, there was huge support when they did the survey. And there's been a lot of workshops now working with community and various stakeholders to look at how that whole George Lock can be animated, looking at what they've done in Helsinki. And that's run as a sort of a social enterprise as well. And so it just covers the cost of the running, you know, and the people that are employed to staff it. And I suppose when you've got the hot weather, people will go for a swim, and they'll go in areas where there isn't any lifeguards, where it isn't safe, where there aren't, you know, safe places necessarily to swim. So it does mean that, you know, people will get in at the canal and various areas that they maybe shouldn't be swimming because it's not safe to do so, whereas this will provide a safe area for people to swim of all ages. And like a 50 metre pool means that you've got a proper training pool as well for people that are, you know, seriously sort of Olympic style swimmers, or that you just have a complete leisure area. You can actually have it warmed, you could have saunas around it. We could heat it up as well with geothermal. We could use waste energy as well, that's, you know, from some of the district heating that's going in from the incinerator. So there's ways to actually keep it so that it could be warm for those that are just using it for leisure. But you know, when it is cooler and it hasn't heated up so much, it's more suitable. I swim all year round, so cold water to me is nothing.
Mind.
I've even been in the fjords in Oslo. So but you know, a sauna and a cold dip is so good for you. And you know, I just think we really need to be you know, investing in these, because there's more and more people swimming. Like, the crowds, you couldn't get onto Bull Island the last couple of nights.
Yeah.
You just couldn't. Like, you literally couldn't get onto the island for the amount of people that were going down swimming. And,
looking,
you know,
to avail of this.
Shows that we need. Yeah, there's a need, there's a want, you know. So
how cost prohibitive is it? Like, is it expensive? I mean, is this something we can do?
Yeah, well, running costs, like we're putting in a new swimming pool in Coolock in Kilmore, a 25-metre indoor pool. And, you know, the running costs are what actually costs, like in terms of keeping heat, especially if it's for, you know, young children and you want people to learn to swim in it. And indoor pools can be expensive. So you do have to look at how you can bring in renewable energy and other ways to bring down the costs of the actual, you know, running costs of it. But the model that we've seen in Helsinki has had a low enough running cost because it literally sits inside what is an existing structure. I mean, it's listed there anyway. So, you know, this would be sort of something that sits within the structure, and they've done similar there. So, I mean, there are ways to do it that it doesn't have to be, you know, super expensive, you know, but it's worth investing. See, people say if we put it in on, you know, we have a policy now in Dublin City Council in terms of getting of healthy cities. And part of that is getting people moving. Mm. I'm the chair of the North Central Area Sports Fora. And when the surveys that we did in terms of our sports plan and implementing our sports plan is that came top up there was access to pools and access to swimming.
So and this might be a way to kind of address Okay. And just on the topic of the swimming pool, like this listener makes the point, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Whatever about a 50 metre outdoor swimming pool in Cork, this country is crying out for a proper auditorium. Don't ask me what the demand would be, though. Look at all of the big gigs and the sellouts that you see at the Live at the Marquee every year. So why don't we have more outdoor auditoriums as well? Eric is on the line. Eric, do you think we need more outdoor spaces and facilities?
Good afternoon. I was listening there to your two elected representatives speaking, and they made some very strong points. But the reality and the voice of common sense in me basically goes, these will be massively expensive white elephants. We have nice weather maybe 10, 12 days a year. And if we're spending so much money in an outdoor pool, why not let's make it a fully covered indoor pool that can be used 12 months a year? I spoke to you on the show maybe about 2 months ago about the difficulties of swimmers in Cork having to travel to Limerick. Mm. My daughter's a competitive swimmer. And I can tell you right now, we were up at 5 o'clock this morning to swim. The chances of swimming bar this morning and a couple of other mornings here at 5 o'clock in Ireland's weather conditions wouldn't be there. So I'm speaking from the voice of logic here, not from my heart. The voice of reason. If we're going to spend tens of millions building a pool and doing one in the middle of Cork City where I'm sure the property prices are extortionate, why not put a roof on it and put walls around it and make it use all year round? There's an outdoor swimming pool just up the road from me in Ballina Killaloe, and it's opened during the months from June to August, depending on the weather. Mm. And like I said, we've never been there. And that's this is coming from a family who swims 6 days a week. We've never been there simply because it hasn't worked out. So it's great in theory. It's great if we were
lovely
in France
idea.
Or Geneva or any place that. But let's be realistic here. 20 million on an outdoor pool when we could spend 30 million and have an indoor pool.
Is it just pie in the sky stuff, so Donna?
It's not. I mean, and I actually don't see why we have a lack of indoor pools as well. I really don't see why we can't have both. And I think it's just a matter of us actually seriously investing in our sports infrastructure and our amenity infrastructure, which we haven't done for a long, long time. I mean, there were more pools around when I was a child. I could go to Balldoyle, I could go to St. Paul's, but I had a number of pools that I could go to. And they have just gone over the years. So, I mean, and that's just in my lifetime from when I was a child to me now. There's less and less pools in Dublin, and there's less and less pools throughout Ireland. So I mean, you go to somewhere like Scotland, go to Edinburgh, and there's just like, you know, municipal pools everywhere. Any city you go to, there's loads of municipal pools. And I don't think we should be sort of penny pitching in a sense if we're talking about the health and the wellness of our people and our community, and it's less spent at the other end in terms of you know, health spend and things like that.
Just a luxury spend then, Eric. Like we're actually investing in long-term health with this.
She's not wrong, but if we're going to spend a load of money in a pool, let's build an indoor covered pool first. And then when we've all that sorted, which knowing our government will take 5 years or 10 years to build, then we can think about an outdoor pool. So Donna there spoke about the lack of pool facilities. She's right about all that. But let's start with the most important need first. And the most important need is indoor pools.
Okay.
And then when we've that sorted, let's go to expensive. Because they will be loss leaders. An outdoor pool is a loss leader. It's going to be. There is no data anywhere that shows, and especially in this country, that an outdoor pool will make you money. So let's spend our money on what we need.
Well, you're not the only person saying that today. Like, another texter makes the point, there's no comparison between a Lido and an indoor pool. And this texter tells me that back in the 1940s, an outdoor tidal pool was built in Rossmuck and it has since been refurbished. So, I mean, we were doing this years ago. What about you, Niall? Do you think this is a waste of money, or should we try and be a little more ambitious?
It's not a waste of money at all. And I contradict Eric in saying that they're loss leaders. South Downs Leisure, who run Sea Lanes in Brighton, turned a profit after 12 months. And they expanded their operation to do another Lido.
Is that a private
Canary
facility?
They have membership and they open to the public as well.
Okay.
But they run saunas and they run a complimentary services alongside it to justify the spend. So I'm slightly annoyed that Eric would say it's a loss leader, that there is information there is.
That proves otherwise. Okay. So you think this is a good investment? But, you think we should look to do something like this?
Yes, because a long term it makes a saving against the HSE as well, if you people who get better health and better well-being early on and get started. And we're in the situation, I agree with Eric, that indoor pools, we have clubs like Dolphin in Cork and Sunday's Well in Cork who are rolling a 300 kids membership or waiting list for membership because the lack of facilities, and I understand that, but it doesn't, we're not looking for just a Lido. I think there's enough money out there at the moment that we could do both and cover the Cork City, and it's not just Cork, we could do the whole country. There's enough money there if it's wisely spent. Swimming is the second fastest growing sport in the country and we're not being catered for. We're relying on private investors like JP and a few others to spend money in the GA and the like. Why aren't we investing as a country? It should be a long-term project, not when you have...
But to be fair to Eric's point, I don't think he's not anti, you know, development of swimming pools, but his point is that would an indoor pool not just be better value for money? All year round, people will use it.
But you can use outdoor pools all year round as well. I mean, as Padraig pointed out earlier, there are 17 pools in London. Most of them are used all year round. Some of them aren't even heated and they're still used all year round. So there's like the Serpentine, which is even in Hyde Park, is just a cordoned off swimming area in a lake. It's not heated at all, is open all year round. The members swim there 4 hours every morning, 360 days of the year. So there is a market for it.
Mm.
And if you add in the saunas and the complimentary offerings, there is a community hub, and it's a different target market.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's a different target market, absolutely. And,
okay.
And you're not taking one from the other by building an indoor pool versus a Lido. And I think we should have both.
Okay.
It's like saying you build a bus lane because the cyclists don't need it.
Yeah, well, listener here thinks it's a very defeatist Irish attitude. Why does London alone have 17 outdoor pools? It's the can-do attitude that's required instead of, Asher, what's the point? Build it and they'll come, says this listener. Another texter, though, makes the point. You get a few hot days in this country and people want outdoor pools and water parks. Indoor pools, maybe with a sunroof, could be used all year round instead. Is that not an option? Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That is Niall, Eric, Donna Cooney, Padraig Rice. Thanks a million for getting in touch. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.